Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Babu i'anati rafiq. This is the chapter regarding helping one's traveling companion. Person is being on a journey. So while it's on journey, you should help your sati, help your traveling companion. في الباب احاديث كثيرة تقدمت كحديث والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون اخيه وحديث كل معروف صدقه واشباههما. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi says that regarding this chapter, there are many ahadith related to this topic on helping one's traveling companion whilst on the journey. And two ahadith that he has mentioned previously in other chapters are the following. One is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah ta'ala continues helping a person as long as he helps his Muslim brother. So a person is helping his Muslim brother, then he will gain the divine assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second hadith is that every act of kindness is charity. So you're helping your Muslim brother, you will get the sawab of charity. وَنَبِي سَعِيدٍ الْخُدْرِيِّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالْ بَيْنَمَا نَحْنُ فِي سَفَرٍ إِذْ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ عَلَى رَاحِلَةٍ لَهُ. As Abu Sa'id Khudri رضي الله عنه says that whilst we were on a journey, a man came on his riding animal. He came on his conveyance. But when he came there, فَجَعَلَ يَصْرِفُ بَصَرَهُ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا. When he came there, he began to look left and right. In other words, looking and searching for something. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم understood why, what he was doing. And therefore Rasul mentioned, مَنْ كَانَ مَعَهُ فَضُّ ظَهْرٍ فَلْيَعُدْ بِهِ عَلَى مَنْ لَا ظَهْرَ لَهُ. وَمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ فَضُّ زَادٍ فَلْيَعُدْ بِهِ عَلَى مَنْ لَا زَادَ لَهُ. فَذَكَرَ فِي أَنصَافِ الْمَالِ مَا ذَكَرَهُ حَتَّى رَأَيْنَا أَنَّهُ لَا حَقَّ لِأَحَدٍ مِنَّا فِي فَضٍّ. رواه مسلم. So this man comes on his camel or horse, he's got a conveyance, but he looks searching for something towards the right, towards the left. And then Rasulullah says that whosoever, he addresses the Sahaba, whosoever has a spare animal, then should bring it and give it to that person who intends going on a journey, but he's got no conveyance. In other words, a person wants to go on a journey, wants to join Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or he needs to go on a journey, he's got no conveyance. And if you got a spare conveyance, lend him that animal. And whosoever has got more or extra provisions when a person is traveling, he takes what we call as patkos, some bed, necessity, some item, some food, etc., for his journey. He will get hungry, he'll get thirsty. So on the journey, he would have, he'll partake of this provision that he's carrying with him. So whoever has got spare, he should give it to that person who has got no provision at all. So most likely this man who had come, he had a conveyance, but he had no provisions to give him on the journey. He'll be hungry, he'll be thirsty, and he has nothing. Therefore, he was in search for some type of food. And therefore, Rasulullah mentioned, whoever has got spare provisions, he should give it to that person who's got no provisions at all. Thereafter, the narrator says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned various types of wealth that he had mentioned. So much so that we then believe or we felt that none of us has got any right in anything surplus that he has. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu could have mentioned then who has got a spare sword, he should give it to the person who got no sword. A person who got spare boots, he should give it to that person who got no boots. Person who's got spare clothing, you should give to that person who got no clothing. Like that, Rasul mentioned various types of wealth to the Sahaba, that if you have spare, then give it to your Muslim brother who is in need on this journey, to such an extent that we felt now that anything spare we have and surplus, we will have to give it to somebody else. So again, in this hadith, specifically the chapter is on helping one's traveling companion, but of course it is am, it is general. Whenever a Muslim brother or sister requires anything, we should help. But in this particular case, we're talking about a journey. And therefore, sometimes a person is traveling and he's got some companion and the companion doesn't have any food. Then we should share and we should give him the extra that we have. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.